Well, Scott, let's look at what we're seeing market-wise today. A nice day to talk, especially after the way the markets were trading yesterday all the way across the board. We look at these grain markets first off. Corn, they say, boosted by the falling dollar and some gains going on in the crude oil.
Well, there's definitely been some uptick movement here overnight and carrying forward into today here. And as we continue to look at these markets, a lot of outside influences are looking a little bit better. Ireland's banks are getting some support from the EU, and that's getting the confidence back into these money managers to use assets as an inflationary class again rather than a hedge against problems.
I see that China's talking about doing some, I mean, obviously they've been in the markets for imports, but now they're looking at more DDGs?
Well, China's actually looking at a lot of different areas of increasing imports in the corn, the soybeans, the DDGs. And part of that is they're trying to bring in more grains to help control the food inflation costs there, in combination with offsetting with the higher interest rates to kind of cool the economy a little bit and slow down that inflation they're experiencing. Yep.
Well, let's look at what we're seeing export-wise, because I know they're talking about the big exports of soy is supportive to the way the markets are trading. All the grains, what was the spin this week on those numbers?
Well, overall, a pretty good export report. The corn was right at the bottom end of the expectations, but still within the range. Beans were toward the top end of expectations, and wheat really was a big boost. They were looking at 400,000 metric tons and came in at 943,000.
Weather concerns. I know that there's a lot of issues with the southern plains and the eastern areas when it comes to our winter wheat. Is that affecting the markets at all?
Well, it definitely is. There's dry weather concerns in that hard red winter wheat area, and they're looking at about next 10 days. And that's definitely going to support this market, as the wheat supply is still overall fairly positive, that as the world kind of looks to the U.S. as a source of this hard red winter wheat.
Obviously looking for some sort of news out there. It's been pretty quiet except for the way the dollar's been trading. The weather in Argentina and how their crops are moving along, is that going to be a factor in the coming weeks with our holiday coming up?
Well, as we get into past our harvest and getting their planting times here, they're looking at having some potentially good crops coming in this year. They've had some weather concerns as well. But overall, you know, a lot of these markets are just getting while we have our fundamental issues within the grains, the outside markets are having a huge influence as they're trying to figure out where the economy is going. We got housing starts lower levels, unemployment still running pretty high, and there's just really a lot of factors going on that pulling these money managers in and out of the market, and that's just, we're going to have a very volatile market here for quite some time, it's looking like.
Jump over to the livestock side, cattle markets, that's a three-week high. Good way to trade on a Thursday.
Well, we had an early cash mark here. They traded at 156 from the majors, 157, 158 in dress basis for the regional markets. It really came in the market early, which surprised a lot of people. Today, we're going to follow through with the futures market jumping here in that $1.50 area. And very good positive demand for the cattle, as well as looking at the export side, looking at, with a lot of interest exporting more of the beef out.
Any thoughts on the cattle on feed report for tomorrow?
Well, they're looking at 2.5% to 3% on feed increase over last year, placements being about the same. With the later markets here, the April, June, August, trading well over a dollar on the futures, that's got some people feeling good about putting cattle into the feed yards.
For the hog market, we saw some large premium to the cash. What are your thoughts on how they're trading?
Well, the hog market has been one that had some higher weights, increasing supplies, maybe a little bit more than what they were anticipating right now. Supplies should start to tighten up as we move later in the year. We should hopefully get a boost in these pork cutout values, and we may be putting in a bit of a seasonal low here in the near term.
But we'd heard so much talk that they were concerned about the weights. Are we starting to see those weights finally drop on the cattle? I mean, on the hogs?
On the hogs, they're about 4 pounds heavier than they were a year ago, but they've backed off about a half pound from a week ago. So maybe we're starting to get through that peak of heavy weights as the hog producers are getting back into out of the harvest fields, maybe moving some of these hogs a little quicker pace. Of course, with these $5 corn prices, they certainly don't want them to stick around with higher cost of gains.